Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Slow Pitch. Hey, Lane, how's it going over there?
It's doing great, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do we know what we're talking about today?
Well, Rob, we have another email from a listener today.
Really? Nice.
James writes, I'm a freelancer. When I first started out, I acquired a client that I didn't charge a lot of money because I was so new. I've worked with this client a few times over the years, but I've kept their rate fairly low. With newer clients, I've been able to command higher rates. This client has come back and asked for another project, but I don't know how to bring them to a fair market price. Should I just do the work at the old rate, or should I turn down the work? How can I convert them to a high-paying client? I'm afraid it's too late.
All right. Well, that's a great question. And we're going to talk about how you can bring an old client up to your current rates if you haven't worked for them for a little while. But before we do, if you're new here, I'm Rob.
And I'm Lane.
And let's get started.
You're listening to the Slow Pitch Podcast, a podcast about selling less and closing more.
All right, Lane. So, well, what do you think? What questions come to mind for you?
Oh, goodness. So I think I have a couple questions that are, I don't know, James, man, that's a tough spot. I feel like I've been there. I think we've all have been there.
Yeah.
And that's tough. You know, do you really want to give up that client? Do you want to upset them? Or do you really want to spend your time on the higher paying work? And I think we all want to make that higher hourly rate, but I also know we don't want to give up those customers who've been loyal and might actually be giving you a lot of good referrals too.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. So there's a couple things that come to mind when I think about what James is in here. One is this older client, while they're being a little lower in the rate schedule, if you will, for you, or they're paying you a little less money, while they're in that boat, are they the type of client that would be developable into a larger project? Meaning over time, would they become a bigger client? That's something to consider, I would think. So what if they, in that conversation you started to have with them, you said, all right, we can do this, but recently, one of the things I've been doing for a lot of clients is what you're asking me to do now. And we've also started to do these other five other things. I don't want to pretend to know anything about your business any more than I think I know already. I know we've worked on things before, but are you interested in any of these other things as well to talk about? Now they have no reference point on what things cost on those things per se. Obviously, you got to be competitive.
True, true.
But they're add-ons. So maybe it's worthwhile because in the whole package, let's say, it's worth the rate, it's worth the time, it's worth the effort because it's a pretty fair price. While you might be a little lower than normal still, when you put it all together, you're closer to normal. So you kind of stair-step your way a little bit that way. So that's one way to look at it, right? I think you could ask some of those questions, but I don't know if that's this type of client or not. I mean, my impression sounds like what? It sounds like they're a one and done, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I get too. And that's, for me, that makes it a little more difficult. I guess the way I might approach it would be to try to gently explain that, you know, it's such an uncomfortable position to be in, an uncomfortable conversation to have with a client. To even gently explain that, you know, my rates are higher now, and you know, while we've done great work together in the past, this is where my rate is today.
It is a hard conversation. You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that the more difficult the conversation, the better the chance you can come out a little ahead. And what I mean by that is that when it's a tough conversation because you feel like it's tough, more than likely the client feels the same way. It's uncomfortable for them too. Because as soon as you bring up, hey, you know what, we've been doing this. The last time we worked on this was a little while back. And let's say it's been 2-3 years since you've worked with this client, James. Now what, right? If they don't even talk to you in 2 years, 3 years later, they come to you and say, hey, I want to do this again or do another project.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, how do you even have a reference point? And their only reference point is what you told them before. And maybe the reason they hired you was because you were really, really low in price. And they talked to other people. And that's what they wanted was the low price, but you're not low price anymore. That's my impression, right? That's your same impression as you?
Yeah, that seems very reasonable. Yeah.
Okay. So in that case for you, James, I would almost ask the question back to the client and say, boy, you know, it's been a few years and, I'm sure there's been things that's changed in your business and I know things have changed in mine. What's new in your business? What's changed? And let's find out what happens. And so if James has that conversation with a client, do you think that that older client might say to James, oh, we've added this other service, or we've done this, or why, you know, that kind of thing. So one of the questions James could be asking is, why are we doing this again? If what we did before was perfectly fine,
right? Right.
Why are we doing it again? Because there was some sort of change. So now you've got that potential client in their head thinking about change. I've changed. Therefore, the world's changed. Therefore, this person I'm speaking to, James, you, as the old client, you may have changed some things too. So maybe you don't even offer this service anymore, or lucky for you, they may already be thinking, maybe the prices aren't going to be the same, but I'm not going to say anything until they tell me what these numbers are, right?
Right, yep.
So you start to have that conversation with your old client, and in that process, you get them to think about the change a little bit. So that's one of the steps. And you don't have to make that the only step, right? So after that conversation, you'll have a lot of good information to base your new numbers on. Obviously, you already know what your numbers are, but you'll be able to base it in terms of their pain, which we talked about before. What's the problem that you're solving? And by doing your service, is there a pain that you're solving for, that you're getting rid of for them? Or are you getting them something that they really want? If you're doing that, is there value in that? And you should really be working your conversation to that end, instead of really talking about the numbers right away. So my first impression when I heard this from James was, he's really all about the number and the pricing, and there's nothing about the pain. So I would step back and say,
yeah,
let's learn about the pain for that client. What's important for that client? Why should they be doing this? What are they going to get out of this? What's the return on the investment? All of those questions and conversations, how is it going to impact them? So that you know it's worth the pain, so that it's worth the budget to be able to do that, right? Yeah.
And there's a good chance that their business is in a much better place than it was years ago too. So yeah, maybe paying a higher rate isn't so painful to their pocketbook.
Yes. No pun intended, I'm sure.
None,
right.
None. Absolutely. None.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's not a pain. You're getting rid of their pain for their investment. You gotta remember that, cause that is really what you're doing. Right. So, and then they should be able to see the return on that investment. You're getting rid of a problem. You're making something easier for them, whatever that might be. That's worth their time. So if you've already backed up your pain to the pain part, and you have that conversation, James, let's say you did that and you find that, you know, they don't have as much of a cost associated with that pain. It's not that big of a problem, that it's going to be difficult for you to sell at a higher number. Now, what do you do? And I think that's one of the questions you have, because I'm going to assume you did all the other stuff right.
Yeah.
You know, and if you didn't, okay, no problem. Then maybe you have to go back to that client and start that conversation and have that honest conversation about what their pain is and learning a little bit more. What's been new with their business? What are they changing? All of that stuff, so you can really learn about their pain. Once you do that, then you can start to ask that old client, hey, I don't know if you have any idea of what that budget should be for that. Do you have a budget set aside for something like this? Just curious if you've had any thoughts, or have you done any research? What it's going to take. And let's say I'm James Lane, you're that potential client.
Yeah.
What would your answer be if I said, you know, we've just talked about pain. It's costing you $100 a day. You need this service now. I can tell. And we've talked about it. Now I say, hey, what do you think the budget's going to be for this? What do they say?
The wheels are going to start spinning in my head of, oh, gee, I guess I didn't really think about that, because my assumption as the client has been, oh, I've got this great rate from James. And that's going to start the wheel spinning that maybe it's not quite what I used to think it was.
Yeah. So one option could be, they could say,
well, I'm expecting the same price that we've always had.
Yeah. And if he says that, or she says that, your answer very quickly, James, could be, or should be, oof, I was afraid you'd say that.
Oh, what do you mean?
I was afraid you'd say that, because I mean, it's been how many years ago was it that we worked together?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago we did this.
2 years ago. Yeah. Okay. So I just asked you a bunch of questions about what you've been up to, and it sounds like you guys have changed a little bit too. Yeah, we've had a few on our end. So we've had some, you know, a lot of new clients and a lot of new services that we've added and different things that we've done. So all of our rates have really changed. And I wouldn't say they've changed a little bit. I would say they've changed a lot. I mean, I don't know if that's going to make any impact on if we should even continue talking or not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I'm trying to put myself into the shoes of that client, and I guess for me it would come down to do we continue this conversation? If my budget really is tight and I really am expecting that low ball number, then maybe it's not worth us continuing the conversation.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if the pain we've discussed is significant enough, all right, well, what are we talking about here? What's the change?
Right. And so either way, it could go either way. If they're saying, oh, I need the same price as before, because I, you know, whatever. So during that conversation, if that happens, you know, maybe the pain that you figured out or you thought you heard, maybe not as big as you thought, right? Means maybe one of the questions you maybe should have asked along the way too might have been, you know, how long could you go with this continuing on if we didn't do anything? I mean, what's the difference if we did this or not, right? And
yeah.
Get them to explain it. But if you end up on that conversation where the other side of it, which is, yeah, I kind of figured and I wasn't sure, but let's talk about it because I know it could be more. So what does that look like? And when they start saying that, okay, all right. And then I think my answer, if I was James, I might come back because depending on my relationship with them, how that was before, I might say something like, Lane, are you sitting down?
Ooh.
I'm making you feel like,
yeah, I'm bracing myself for a really unreasonable number.
Yes, very unreasonable. Like, oh my goodness, this guy thinks he's the best thing in the world. But so let's just throw some numbers into this, right? So what if the last time that James and this client worked together, the price of the project was $1,500, and now your normal client you charge somewhere around $2,500 to $3,000. What happens then? So if you're saying that this is going to be a lot because you're saying, hey, I hope you're sitting down, I hope you're ready for this, and then you come back with it's only $1,000 more or $1,500 more, that's not so outrageous. It's not great.
No, I mean, you're really a 100% increase here. So.
Double. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been 2 years and I was new then. So how do you get that conversation to happen? How do you feel comfortable doing that? Right. That's really, I think, where James is. I think his pricing is dramatically different now versus what it was a couple of years. That's my feeling. So you do have a choice. Do you turn it down or do you talk about what it's going to take? Do you charge the old rate, which is one of your questions? Should I just charge the old rate? I feel like if you're worth more and it's going to take you time to do this project, I would say you don't need to do it at the old rate. I would say, see if you can replace this client with another client that's willing to pay you for the price that you're worth. Right. But should you turn it down? On the flip side of that, should you turn it down? Maybe you should. I don't know. It just depends on whether or not it's worth the effort and time. Now, that said, how do you get them to transition, or how do you transition from this is what my rate was to now I'm 100% higher than I was before in that case, right?
Right, yeah.
If it's 20%, if it's 30%, whatever the number is, it's going to feel significant to that potential client, right? Or the old client. So how do you change that or transition that? One of the things I've done before is I use the new year as an excuse. And so if it's in the first quarter, I might say to this old client, after the first of the year, we had to change our pricing a little bit. And there's a couple of reasons why. One of the reasons why, we had some of our suppliers increase pricing. We also noticed that a lot of our competitors were way higher than we were, and we were doing the exact same thing. And some of them we were doing better. And I don't know how they were charging as much as they were, quite honestly, but we had to kind of start to match that because we actually were losing jobs because we weren't charging enough. People thought we were cheap and too the quality wasn't there. So new year, we ended up charging new prices. It just kind of happened to work out. So should we go through the prices and see how they fit? And at least you have a reason. It's an understandable reason. Everybody would go, oh yeah, new year, supplier. Oh yeah, no problem. So all of that stuff happens. The other example sometimes is, let's say it's in the middle of the year or towards the end of the year. And it's like, wait, you're not going to raise prices at the end of the year. You can still use the first of the year because they haven't talked to you, right? But if you didn't feel comfortable doing that because it's hard to do, you can also talk about, hey, listen, everybody has these annual things that you have to pay for. For example, I just got my insurance bill back for the house and the rate just increased 20%. I was like shocked. Like my house is no different than it was last year. In fact, if anything, I've kind of improved a couple little things, made it more sturdy, made it more whatever, right? And I don't have the issues that are going to really go bad. It's a newer house. What's the problem? Why am I getting a higher rate? That doesn't make any sense. But every year I have an increase, and that's just the way it is. And that's what's been going on the last couple of years for me, is we slowly just continue to increase prices to keep up with our competitors and just like everything else. And I think people are understanding of that. If you're outrageous and you're way different than you used to be because you have changed things, changed the things that you do, changed your process, then talk through that as well. But you have to think about two things when you're doing this. How much of this is in your head, meaning it's your own problem that you're dealing with. It's not the client's. The client looks at it and goes, well, what is it? I don't care. It's been 2 years. I expect it to go up. I mean, I've had that conversation with somebody where 2 years later, they call us back and say, hey, I need this. Can you do this again? And I have that same conversation. Boy, are you sitting down? Because things have changed. We did through the pain. And by the end of that conversation, they're like, yeah, no, I expected it to be more, way more, because I've seen your work. I went back to your website, looked at it, all the different things that you've got going on now. I totally expected to be higher. And that's fine. I'll take it. And it's like, wow, that was all in my head the whole time. Which is crazy.
I totally see how it's just sits in your head, because that would totally happen to me too. And I'm probably more worried about what my pricing is now than they are. So,
and that's usually the case. Almost every time I find that when there's a numbers or a money issue, there's a lot that goes on in our own heads. And so that's one of the things you have to keep in mind. First and foremost, anytime money is involved and there's a stopping point for you there, then that's the first question you need to ask yourself. Is it me, or is this a real problem? And if it's a real problem and not just you, then I think you need to work through that with the client and make it a partnership, if you will. Like, so when you have that conversation with the client who's come back to you, you know, well, I'm just curious, you know, and here, this is a question for James. James, why do you think the client came back to you? Is it because of your price or because they were happy with you?
Right, right.
And it's probably because they were happy with you and they were willing to pay that price. Now, if you find out more about the pain, where they're going through, what they're going through, what their position is, all that stuff, and it's worth their time and money and investment, you can get away with more, and you should, because numbers are going up every year with every company. Nothing changes with that. Every year it's higher. Rarely is there a decrease in pricing. Rarely.
So Rob, why don't we take a break? And when we come back, I have a question for you. I'll give you a sneak peek on the question. When should you keep your rate lower for an old customer?
All right, let's do that when we come back.
Do you have a question about sales? Call or text your question at 608-708-SLOW. That's 608-708-7569. Or you can email them to questions@theslowpitch.com. Now, back to the show.
All right. So you asked a question. Let's ask it again, just to make sure we're all on the same page.
My question for you is, when should you keep your rate lower for an old customer?
Yeah. So I think my first response to that would be, you should rarely keep your old price for a customer that's coming back, especially if it's been a couple of years. That should never be the same price. Very rarely should it ever be the same price.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. So,
yeah.
But what's in my head is, if this customer is the source of a lot of referrals for you, does that make a difference for you?
So that's a different question, because if you're tracking, and you should be tracking, where everybody comes from or all of your clients come from, if you're tracking and you find that this particular person in the last 2 years has referred you thousands and thousands of dollars that you would have never had, that's a different issue. Then you have the ability to say to that person, listen, you've driven a ton of business to me, and I can't thank you enough. I want to be able to help you. You've just come to me with a project that, from a hard cost standpoint, is going to cost me very, very little. There is some hard cost. So here's what my project should run. It's going to cost this much. And I go through that. After going all the other stuff, this is what it's going to take, what you're going to need to invest in to get that. The return, you know, we talk about the return, we talk about all that stuff, but here's the number. But because you've driven thousands and thousands of dollars to our business, and I know I've sent you cards, and I've told you I appreciate it. I really would just like to be able to cover my hard costs. I've done that for a client, because what that does is it says thank you way more than they would ever imagine. So maybe my hard costs are less than their old rate, but I'm going to do that one time, right? And then I'm kind of like, not even, but like I'm even, no, right? So
it buys a lot of goodwill.
It does. It really does. And it makes them feel very confident in sending you more business, because not because they got the stuff for free, but because you know that they've done it. You've addressed it. You've thanked them. They feel like they've done the right thing for you and they've helped you stay in business. And the part of the conversation then could be even saying something along the lines of, the reason that my rates have gone up is because I've gotten busy. And part of the reason I got busy was because of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So that's, I've had that conversation with people before too. So don't be afraid to hold it at a rate but you got to have a good reason. If you have enough business going on already and you can cover all of your expenses, you've got enough income, you can do all that stuff, and you want to do something for somebody, you're welcome to do that. But don't do it because you feel like they're never going to buy because the price is too high. Do it because you want to do it.
That makes sense. Well, James, thank you very much for reaching out. We hope we've answered your question and given you a few things to think about, like sticking to your current prices. Maybe the worry is more in your head rather than your clients, or even how to have that difficult conversation with that old-time customer.
Yeah, James, and I really appreciate you emailing us the question, because I'm sure everybody else had that question at one point in time in their lives, and maybe some new folks are having the same question now. So I do appreciate it. Don't forget, you can all call, email, text. There's all kinds of ways to get a hold of us. So please don't hold back. Give us your questions. Give us your most difficult question. And if you're afraid to do that, just remember there's a whole bunch of other people out there that probably have the same question. Until next time, we'll see you, Lane.
See you, Rob.
Thank you for listening to The Slow Pitch. Slow down and close more.